stations in Maryland and Virginia.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No major problems right now around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland or Virginia, so we're checking out fine for the early start. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, we do have one stop northbound side as you head north of the Beltway right near Greenbelt 193, but that's over to the shoulder. But be very careful in that area. Don't want that to be another problem or a crash. So that's northbound side BW. Southbound, George Washington Parkway, and for that matter, each direction between the Beltway as you head through McLean over near the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Good start, 66 Greenway Toll Road, and everyone coming in from the west. Also nice and quiet right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy and quite a bit colder for us here today. Decreasing clouds with gusty northwest winds. Temperatures falling back through the 30s, but with the wind feeling even colder. 20 tonight, sunny and around 40 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Woodbridge, 36 in Bowie, 41 degrees in Washington. There are many questions waiting to be answered once the FISA memo is released. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Hey, good morning. It is Friday morning. Congratulations. Yay! It's rainy Friday morning, but it's still Friday. Joining us at 7:05 is Byron York. Will the memo be released? Will it be redacted? Byron will tell us what to expect. At 8:05, it's Joe Theismann, the Super Bowl this weekend, and Joe's going to have his predictions, and we'll also talk Redskins. At 8:35, it's Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. He'll have a wrap-up of the past week's wackiness in Washington and what he sees on the horizon. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Yeah, the news about the memo, we've watching the timeline on this thing, trying to figure out when it's going to be released has been a heck of a task because we heard that it could have been released yesterday. Remember, Wednesday night, Reuters reporting that. Heard earlier this week, thanks to Joe DeGeneva, that it could be released today. Again, it kind of looks like it's headed in that direction yet again as the White House is set to send it back to Congress. So it's a shifting timeline. All I can tell you is it'll be released. It looks like at this moment. The White House pressured to bring about redactions on this thing, to try and actually, you know, remove names from it, maybe not release the memo at all. Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, has had a bunch of conversations with the White House, FBI officials regaling Chief of Staff John Kelly, reportedly, to make redactions to this or not release it. And John Kelly, of course, leaving it to the discretion of the President of the United States, who apparently, from the moment he found out about this memo until now, has been inclined to just release it. And so we're expecting that today. Meaning not necessarily the release to the public, but the send back to Congress. And I guess we'll find out where it goes from there. And that's that four-page memo authored by Devin Nunes and staff for Devin Nunes. I've heard Trey Gowdy also had a hand in it at one point. And it's supposed to indicate that the evidence that the government had to seek warrants against Trump campaign officials was insufficient, was in no way a sufficient package of information to convince a court to go and to spy on American citizens. And well, I guess we're going to get the details on this. Steve King, I know, has called it worse than Watergate. We've talked to Steve King here, calling it worse than Watergate, saying the contents of the memo are earth-shaking. And the only thing we don't know at this moment is whether this does lead all the way to a president of the United States. Deeply suggestive that this may eventually find its way leading to President Obama, of all people. So basically, this is that perilous moment where we're not quite sure what's going on. This is the moment, the calm before the storm. And then I guess we'll get the memo. The other thing is that the Republicans are concerned here that the whole thing could be a dud. That there are people in the White House who've been reported to say, I saw Axios had a report on this, that it could be a dud, that this could just be a lot of hype over something that doesn't add a lot of new information to the conversation. And that would be a disappointment, obviously. And one thing that we've talked about pretty routinely, Mary, that this that the Republicans, you know, if they're going to hype this much, bigger than Watergate, this is like the KGB, all the things that we've heard, you know, if you're going to say things like that, you better deliver if you're going to make statements like that. But if it's not the case, then we're just going to stop believing you, and let's just wait until we see all these things. Let's just go for government transparency broadly, and then we'll make our own judgments. Thank you very much.
All I'm going to say is that if Geraldo appears when they're releasing the memo, I'm done.
Geraldo. Yeah, that's right. They should have Geraldo release the memo.
Right, exactly. It's just like, oh, no, there's nothing in there. Interesting. Jonathan Solomon has a piece in The Hill, and according to a source that he quotes here, he says, the FBI allowed itself to be used by Clinton partisans to parlay single-sourced, mostly unverified evidence into a counterintelligence probe with clear weaknesses that weren't disclosed. So it does sound as if he is correct here, that we know a lot of what's coming out already, so there may not be any bombshells in it. And I think that's what people are expecting at this point. They want the bombshells, whereas if we didn't know some of this stuff already up until this point, maybe it would be more sensational when it's released. I'm also wondering if there's going to be a distinct connection to the Clintons with this. And this whole Russia expedition here goes right back to Hillary.
Yeah, I mean, we do know, of course, as you say, the Steele dossier, which is that sort of the coalition of all these like sex rumors about Donald Trump and all sorts of nonsense in Russia, was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. We know that. It was paid for by the Clinton campaign and the DNC through their lawyer, Mark Elias, who was paying Fusion GPS, who commissioned Christopher Steele, this British intelligence agent, right, to compile a dossier of information on Donald Trump. How did he compile that? He called Russia. He called sources in Russia and had him help compile information based on what they knew or what they thought they knew or what they were feeding him. So at the end of this daisy chain, it ends up in front of a court, apparently, as a basis by which they're going to seek a warrant against a citizen of the United States. And So was the court made aware, and I guess this is where the memo is going to come in handy, was the court in any way made aware of the fact that Hillary Clinton was involved? Was the court in any way made aware that, or even had the sneaking suspicion that a Russian disinformation campaign could truly be afoot in the form of propaganda inside of a dossier?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Here's another big telling thing is now the Democrats, all their fire has been turned onto Devin Nunes. So they're trying to discredit him. That combined with the fact that the FBI wanted names redacted in this. Why do you want names redacted in this? If there is nothing to this, as we have been told when this first came out, we first heard about this memo, what were we told over and over again? It's nothing. It's less than a nothing burger, to quote Adam Schiff. It's less than a nothing burger. Then we went from it's less than a nothing burger to, well, this shouldn't be released. It's going to endanger national security. Wait, what? How do we go from it's nothing to it's going to suddenly endanger national security? Then they wanted the names redacted, and at the same time, they are trying to take down Devin Nunes. You've got Nancy Pelosi calling for him to be fired, for him to be ousted. So to me, I think they doth protest too much.
Yeah, and this is an interesting development. So the Democrats in the media who are sharing this view, which is that this information just does not need to get out there. This is a witch hunt directed at the FBI, or in the words of James Comey tweeting yesterday, this is McCarthyism, not hunting down communists, but hunting down FBI officials for corruption and whether or not the FBI is conducting itself the right way among its political appointees. So there was this tweet, in fact, yesterday from James Comey. Also appreciate the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would, but take heart. American history shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field, so long as good people stand up. Not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy, he tweets. So I think this is an important question. What's your view of this whole thing? Are Republicans like Joe McCarthy? Is this McCarthyism? Or is this a senseless, needless conspiracy theory-driven attack on the FBI, and as James Comey is suggesting here? Or is this responsible oversight of our government agency? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Your calls in a moment, but first, I'm going to get you to work. 5:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And pretty darn easy right now. No troubles. 95 Stafford to the Beltway. 395 continuing up that stretch to the 14th Street Bridge. The Beltway itself, no early incidents. Maryland and Virginia. 270 good, nice and quiet. Do still have a closure with the water main break in south and northeast DC, actually. South Dakota Avenue between 18th and 19th. Streets, so they've confined it to the one block there, but that closure in effect at least through the day, crews at the scene say. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
All right, partly cloudy skies today and some wind, high of 33 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 20. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 41. And that's the temperature it is in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
Are credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216.
Is this McCarthyism? Is holding the FBI accountable or releasing information about the FBI surveillance activities? It is just one big conspiracy theory? Seems to be what the former FBI director, James Comey, is suggesting. Or is this responsible oversight, making the public aware of the way its investigative bodies operate? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Congressman Steve King had the following to say. I believe he told this to Tucker Carlson on the Fox News Channel this week about this FISA memo and its contents.
I think the press, the pundits, the American people are going to start looking back against all the little signals and evidence that we've seen over the months. They're going to have different meanings than they had when they were first analyzed. And we will have to open doors at the end of those trails so that the American people know this is earth-shaking. It's worse than Watergate. And the only thing that we don't know yet is whether does this lead all the way to a president of the United States.
Those are strong terms. Those are strong terms. Boy, this thing better live up to that.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to note here very quickly in this piece by Jonathan Solomon from The Hill that came out last night. There's one paragraph here, and I'm just going to read it. It's literally one sentence, yep. And it's very interesting. Another document, an 8-page criminal referral filed with the Justice Department by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham, is also part of the GOP case.
Yeah, and more.
One sentence.
Amazing stuff. Byron York joins us at 7:05. He knows literally everything about this, so we'll ask him all about it. And also Brett Baer at 8:35 this morning. Andrew is in D.C. kicking us off this morning here, though. Andrew, good morning. McCarthyism or responsible oversight of government?
Good morning. My experience in reading U.S. history has always been that if somebody accuses you of McCarthyism, they're on the left. They're lying. It's a false denial. Comey let it slip out. He shouldn't have if he wanted to save his skin.
It's amazing. I can't believe. I mean, as much as James Comey's been a villain in some of this, you know, Joe DiGenova thinks very little of him, for instance. We talk to him every Monday. But just the idea that Joe McCarthy pops out of his mouth. I was like, really? The McCarthyism? holding these guys accountable? Come on. Let's go to... Peter in Sterling this morning. Good morning, Peter. You're next up.
Yes, good morning. I just want to say how troubling all this is, that this is what politics in this country has come to, that we have no problem destroying our government agencies and weakening the legal system, because quite frankly, I don't think the truth is going to change the minds of a lot of people. I believe that the FBI and the DOJ have been weaponized for the last 8 years, and I don't think anything that comes out of this investigation is going to convince people. All people are interested in doing is tearing this country to pieces, and it's quite frankly, it's very disturbing.
So, Peter, even if it comes out that our FBI and our DOJ have been misused pretty explicitly, your sense is that's not going to get changed here. Even knowing that will not result in us fixing it.
Well, I honestly spent my entire career in federal law enforcement, and I will be convinced, but I know people that are on the other side of it. They're on the left side of this thing, and they are completely convinced that they are right, that Trump is wrong, that the right is wrong, and that regardless of what you tell any of these people, they literally are convinced and will make a convincing argument that it's actually Trump and the Russian collusion that's the real issue here. And the fact is, we know that's not true, but this isn't slowing down the Mueller investigation
right. One
bit. They think that all this is a smokescreen to detract attention from the real issue, which is the Mueller investigation.
Peter, you're in a good position to answer this question because you've spent your career in federal law enforcement. Is it unpatriotic to ask questions about the FBI's behavior?
Absolutely not. But I can tell you, over time, we've learned that there has been corruption everywhere, to include the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover was certainly a very good example of that. And what troubles me is that I've spent a lot of time working with the FBI, and I think that they're exceptional people. The agents in the field are as good as anyone in the world at what they do. The fact is that when you get up to the headquarters level, something changes. It becomes a political appointment. It becomes a political agency at the very top. And I recall distinctly how many agents in the field were really disturbed by the things that Comey was saying, because a lot of these people who were involved in the investigation were saying, that's not what we're seeing. So how could the FBI do its job when its own leadership has become influenced politically and corrupted?
Thank you, Peter, very much. Really very valuable call this morning. Really appreciate that.
You know, to Peter's point, John Heilman, MSNBC, asked Senator Chris Murphy yesterday, who's a Democrat, he said, is it possible that the Republican chair of the House Intel Committee has been compromised by the Russians? Is it possible that we actually have a Russian agent running the House Intel Committee on the Republican side?
Yeah, that's a restrained allegation. More from you in a moment here. 522 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate. And now your host, Frank Prindle.
When choosing a real estate agent to sell your home, it's important to understand some of the marketing tactics agents use to convince you to sign with them. Do their offers actually bring real value to you, the seller, or are they just interested in securing another listing? Consider the myth that an agent looking to sell your home already has buyers at the ready. The truth is, all agents have a database of clients, but that doesn't mean that your home is the right fit for any of them. If your reason for moving forward with a real estate agent is because they will magically produce a buyer for your home, like pulling a rabbit from a hat, you will most likely end up disappointed in the result. So take my advice and choose a real estate agent because of their knowledge, experience, and trust, not because of a promise they can't keep. Always get another opinion.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in again next Friday at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate with your host, Frank Prindle.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway commuters in green belt as you come from College Park. If you're on that inner loop stretch approaching 201 Kenilworth Avenue, that's where I've reported a crash right along the right side. I'm not seeing any delays right now, so you're coming up on it. It's we just reported again on that Beltway stretch inner loop near 201 Kenilworth Avenue. On 50, the John Hanson Highway through Annapolis and Bowie, quiet. Once you get up to the Beltway, had a broken down car over to the shoulder. Don't be distracted there. We don't need it to be another incident. So in on 50, all your lanes are open. But again, the broken down out of the travel lanes, flashers on. You should see that there. No problems. Route 4, Route 5, 210, and up through to the Beltway. That was checking out fine. We're good. Beltway, Virginia. No problems on 66 early on. Water main break repairs continue in Northeast D.C. on South Dakota Avenue between 18th and 19th Street. Those are the closure points through the day. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAN Weather Channel.
Decreasing clouds, windy, and quite a bit colder for us here today. Temperatures falling back through the 30s. 20 overnight, sunshine Saturday with highs around 40, rain in lower 40s for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 41 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL. I've got audio here from Congressman Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, talking about this House GOP memo. He's a Democrat. Listen to this.
What do you say to the Speaker, Paul Ryan, who insists that this memo, this Republican memo, doesn't implicate either the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein or the Special Counsel Robert Mueller?
No, what this memo does is it seeks to torch every floor of the FBI building to protect the president. That's what it will do.
Every floor of the FBI building gets torched here. Byron is in Winchester this morning. Good morning, Byron. Is this McCarthyism or an honest assessment of the government here?
No, but it's major hypocrisy from the left, because as we've seen in their early 70s, the journalists on the left and the Democrats demanded transparency from the FBI, and they also blamed Comey for the
for Hillary losing
Hillary's election,
right?
And they've treated law enforcement like heck. Now they're in staunch defense of the FBI and don't demand any trouble.
It is amazing, Byron. We're in Black History Month, in case you didn't know. MLK, spied on by the FBI, called, I think, one of the most, dangerous, dangerous Negro leaders or something? The most dangerous and effective Negro leader in the country, according to FBI notes. They were spying routinely on him. And there was a time, you're right, I mean, the left here now, all of a sudden, their favorite agency, the FBI. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, what I find amazing is how they switch back and forth, and we talk about this all the time. They will switch from one position to the next or hold two separate positions that are contradictory at the exact same time. And it's amazing how they get away with it, and you can sit there and call them on it. But to the caller before's point,
yep.
I really do think that those who are believers, the acolytes, the followers, aren't going to buy any of it, because they're fully okay with the party holding two positions at the same time, which makes no sense.
Byron York might be able to sort it out for us. He'll join us at 7:05 with all the latest on the release the memo push and how quickly we'll see it. 5:28 now on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Leonard Skinner, Last of the Street Survivors, Farewell Tour. Saturday, July 7th, Jiffy Lube Live with special guest 38 Special. Leonard Skinner. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster, or the venue box office. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Leonard Skinner playing Jiffy Lube Live one last time.
Well, remember when Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski wrapped their arms around Michael Wolff, the author of Fire and Fury? They love that bald guy. Not anymore. How fickle they are. We'll tell you about it. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump reportedly will clear the way, perhaps today, for the release of a GOP memo that alleges FBI surveillance abuses. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia supports the move.
Personally, I believe that this memo lays a predicate for the public understanding the larger nature of the entire investigation and the bias involved here that some of the public has seen through some of the parts of the struck page texts that have been released, but I think this is important.
Meanwhile, the president is railing against Democratic resistance to his initiatives.
Appearing at the GOP's annual retreat in West Virginia, Mr. Trump told Republicans the Democratic Party doesn't want to work together.
They'd rather see us not do well than see our country do great, and that's not good. That's not good. We have to change that.
The president's message, if more Republicans win in the 2018 midterm election, the less compromising they'll have to do. Mr. Trump delivered that message at two GOP events Thursday. House Democrats hold their three-day retreat next week in Maryland. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Maryland's attorney general is joining 12 other state attorneys general and calling on the Interior Secretary to call off the administration's plan to allow offshore oil drilling. Attorney General Brian Frosch says,
even if there is not a major accident, as we saw in the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico, the activities attendant to drilling in the ocean pollute the area around it.
The attorneys general say the offshore drilling program would, quote, create multiple problems. Giant Food is coming back to Landover. The grocery chain's headquarters has been in Carlisle, Pennsylvania for nearly 20 years, but Prince George's County officials announced yesterday Giant Food will move its headquarters back to Landover. It's not clear when the move will happen. Well, it makes for some strange bedfellows. Eagles fans looking for Super Bowl tickets and Minnesota Vikings fans who have them for sale.
A few weeks ago, Minnesota Vikings fans were snapping up Super Bowl tickets at peak prices as their team was poised to be the first in NFL history to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. But the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship took that chance away. So Vikings fan Min Nguyen is going to stay away.
Seeing the team that, you know, beat us to get there, and I think I just would be too upset.
Nguyen plunked down 10 grand for his ticket package. He's trying to sell the package but refuses to do so to Eagles fans.
I'm bitter.
That bitterness might sting a bit. He'll have a hard time breaking even. Still, no way he'll sell to a Philly fan. Jim Roop, Minneapolis.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,187. The NASDAQ at 73,86. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Wizards rally and beat the Raptors. College basketball, the Maryland women win again. Hockey, the Caps are in Pittsburgh tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit staples.com for more. Staples, it's bro time.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch on the Beltway, Maryland, over in the Greenbelt area. Inner loop right near 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Incident was along the right side. No delays on the approach, so extra cautious, please, as you come from College Park and head inner loop past Route 1 and over toward Kenilworth Avenue. That was along the right side. Broken down car, 50 commuters coming inbound. Have to come out of Annapolis and Bowie. It's right up at the Beltway. It's over to the shoulder, but something to watch for, please. Now continuing through Chevrolet inside the Beltway looks good. It's northbound side of 295 this morning. A little bit of a stop and go here, just approaching Benning Road. Broken down car, a vehicle is along the right side. Again, that's the northbound side of 295. Southbound at Benning, you're okay and running pretty much at speed right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Decreasing clouds, windy and quite a bit colder for us here today. Temperatures falling back through the 30s. 20 overnight, sunshine Saturday with highs around 40, rain in lower 40s for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Vienna, 33 in Rockville, 39 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Byron York will be our Sherpa through all of the memo news. He knows a bunch about it. 7:05. Joe Theismann will be with us at 8:05 as we head into Super Bowl weekend. He'll give us that curtain raiser. And at 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Here's something interesting. I love this. This happens a lot. We were just talking about the left holding two totally opposite opinions or stances on a topic at the same time. They're also very masterful at getting a message out there, knowing that it's false, but they know that it'll be so explosive that the public will lap it up. And the redaction of any inconsistencies when called out will always be not as sensational. You see that also. Listen, if you ever picked up your local newspaper and you see something really sensational on the front page, you're like, whoa. But then when the redaction, it's always on page 28 in section B, way in the back. The redaction's always in the back. So the left is masterful at that. One of the things that they were masterful at doing with this was that book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff. Remember a lot of the thing when that came out, it was a bombshell. Oh my gosh, Trump is horrible. Look at all these things. There are all these allegations in this book. And then as he started to do interviews and people started to ask him questions, we found out that maybe some of these things weren't exactly verified and some of them were based on things that he might have heard. And so he basically, bottom line, this was all, well, I think this might have happened. None of it verified. And it turned out it should have been under the fiction section. Well, but he served the left well by getting that stuff out there. So he was just on Morning Joe yesterday, where you think he would be super welcome. And I believe this is his second appearance on Morning Joe. He was on Morning Joe yesterday with Mika and a political strategist named Susan Del Percio. And I want you to hear, I'll play the exchange for you in its full. You can hear this, but what happens here is amazing and so unlike the left.
Excuse me.
Your book.
Yes.
Let's put it on this next question. Do you regret inferring anything about Nikki Haley?
I didn't infer anything about Nikki Haley. What I inferred was that the president is is that many of the people around the president believe he is still involved with various women.
No, but you said she spent a lot of time and private time with.
I mean, that's exactly what people report. And now, and specifically, that was about her bid to become the Secretary of State. So everywhere in the White House, they were suddenly in quite a panic that this was actually happening,
Michael,
which is why they pushed Pompeo
out.
She
has embraced it. I'm going to go as far as to say that you might be having a fun time playing a little game, dancing around this, but you're slurring a woman. It's disgraceful.
Mika, again, she has been accused of nothing. She has decided to deny what she has not been accused of.
Right.
Certainly, I didn't accuse her of this.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you suggesting the language is not ambiguous in any way, in the things that you've said and the way you've stated it?
Are you kidding? You're on the set of Morning Joe. We don't BS here.
Well, read me the language.
Are you kidding me? I'm not reading you anything.
Well, we could play the Bill Maher.
If you don't get it, and you don't get what we're talking about, I'm sorry.
This is awkward.
You're here on the set with us, but we're done. Michael Wolff, thank you. We're going to go to break now.
Whoa.
Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.
Off with his head. See, what Michael Wolff did there was he thought that he could throw anything just to get Trump. And he thought that the Trump card, literally the Trump card, is okay and excuses everything else. Mika threw down the woman card and said, oh, no. On this show, slurring a woman, even if she is a Republican, is the greater sin, even if it damages the president. See? So you start to learn the pecking order of the cards, and Michael clearly misplayed his hand there.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was all wrapped up in Michael Wolff went on Bill Maher's show.
Yes.
And he tried to basically, he implied that the president is continuing to sleep with one or more of the women he had written about, he said on that show. And he wouldn't name anybody explicitly, but he said just to look for a, quote, certain passage at the end of that book. And that's where you would see where it was insinuated. And so this is all trying to point at Nikki Haley, who's been fighting back against these allegations, as she's been asked about them by reporters as well. And so she's been really perturbed by this and fighting back against Michael Wolff's allegations. And now Michael Wolff finally sits down with Morning Joe, who've indulged him, by the way,
yes,
for so much of this, on all of the stuff about President Trump that they liked. This is kind of the same thing they did with President Trump, actually, which is to say they loved Donald Trump up until the point that he was upset with them, and then they lost it. So they are mercurial over there at Morning Joe.
Well, Michael Wolff immediately jumped on Twitter, and here's what he tweeted out in a series of tweets. My bad, the president is right about Mika. Obviously, remember when the president tweeted about low IQ crazy Mika? See, so my bad, the president is right about Mika. To be invited on a show with the purpose of being thrown off is the new television. In other words, I had to say what Mika wanted me to say, or else the hook. And let me repeat, Nikki Haley has chosen to vociferously deny something she was not accused of. But he basically, he did everything but put her name in the book. Last time I was on Morning Joe off camera, Joe and Mika eager to gossip about who Trump might be sleeping
right.
with.
Right. Well,
and his last tweet, it would be really hard to gossip more eagerly off camera than Joe and Mika gossip.
He's not wrong about why they invited him, though. They wanted to throw him off on television, and sure enough, that's what they did. 5:43 on WMAL.
You're on the set of Morning Joe. We don't BS here.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop. so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
545 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty mellow right now, Vince. We do have one minor incident here on the Beltway, Maryland. If you're heading from College Park in Beltsville on the inner loop, let's go past that. The 201 Kenilworth Avenue was a minor crash. Initially in the right lane, quickly to the, looks like shoulder, but definitely something to watch for because you don't want to be distracted there. Again, inner loop at 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Broken down car inbound 50, John Hanson Highway right at the Beltway. That's to the shoulder. Beyond that, into Chevrolet, good start here through Riverdale as well. Had it broken down on the northbound side of 295 at Benning Road. That was blocking a lane southbound near Benning Road, East Capitol Street. Just seeing a little bit of the morning rush hour volume start to fill in there. 270, a brief delay in Hyattstown, but that's really about all I see. And that's as you approach and pass the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy and quite a bit colder for us here today. Decreasing clouds with gusty northwest winds. Temperatures falling back through the 30s, but with the wind feeling even colder. 20 tonight, sunny and around 40 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two tasty egg and cheese wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2 at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Something very sad happened 36 years ago. 36 years ago, an unsolved murder of a very famous person. 36 years ago, Natalie Wood died. She was out on a boat on her yacht with Robert Wagner, her husband at the time, and Christopher Walken, friend of theirs, and the three of them were seen leaving a restaurant. They apparently had just had dinner and a lot of liquor at an upscale restaurant in November of 1981, and they were seen going back to the boat around 10 o'clock. Nobody knows what happened on that boat except what Robert Wagner told them, and the allegation is that she had was drunk, accidentally fell overboard, and her body was found floating in her nightgown the next morning. And the suspicion has always been about Robert Wagner because it was well known, her sister came out and said that it was well known that she had a big fear of water. She was deathly afraid of water and couldn't swim, which is odd that she would own a yacht in the first place. But that was always the allegation, was that she you know, everybody knew that she hated water and couldn't swim and was deathly afraid of it. So the allegation comes out later. The rumors come out as the investigation goes on that apparently she and Robert Wood had an argument. And the suspicion has been that he pushed her overboard and, you know, said, oh, she can swim back to the boat herself. Or she fell overboard during the argument. Whether he pushed her or fell her, we'll never know. Well, maybe we will. There is a documentary that will be airing tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on CBS called 48 Hours, Natalie Wood, Death in Dark Water. And in this, we find that Robert Wagner has now been named as a person of interest in the death of Natalie Wood 36 years later. This is according to LA County Sheriff's Department Lieutenant John Carina. The captain of the boat has asked him, Captain Davern, who was on the boat when she disappeared, participated in the documentary. And he said, I remember people coming on the boat saying they found Natalie Wood. I just couldn't believe it. And both he and Natalie Wood's sister, Lana, in 2011 went to the police and said, you need to reopen this case. So I don't know if they reopened the case, but they must have reopened the case for Robert Wagner to now have been named a person of interest in the death of his late wife. He's now 87 years old. So this is very interesting. They were married twice. They were first married in 1957 and then again in 1972. They married other people in between. They were known to have a very tumultuous relationship, obviously, since I guess in Hollywood is that place where people marry, have a really tumultuous marriage. I guess it's very passionate. Divorce. And then come back and decide to do it again because it worked so well the first time. So they decide to do it again the second time. Her sister told the Daily Mail, this is in 2011, when she wanted this case reopened. After 35 years, I feel we're so close to finding out what happened to my sister, but the LA Attorney's Office is refusing to press charges against Robert Wagner, the man I believe is responsible. It's a cover-up, and I won't rest until Natalie gets justice. She revealed in 2013 that the captain of the boat, Captain Davern, told her once that her sister was pushed overboard by her husband and that he refused to help once she was in the water.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, he said RJ pushed her and said, let her swim back.
How do you solve a murder after 30 something years? It's wild. I always find that amazing. And also, why aren't we considering Christopher Walken here? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, why is he not talking? Walken's not talking.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. That was a terrible Walken. All right. Well, we'll keep track of this. Thank you for keeping us up to speed. Mary Walter, it's 551. Here's our Rushbow.
Well, criticism of the State of the Union speech keeps rolling in, but not of Trump's. Trump got a 70% positive reaction. Half the people say the policies outlined will help them directly. And that includes a big number here, 43% of Democrats who watched and liked it. No, my friends, a criticism is aimed at young Joseph P. Kennedy III. Critics are taking his response to the woodshed. They're not focused on whatever was going on with his mouth, the drooling or the chapstick or whatever, or the unfortunate optics of using a car as a backdrop, which brought back memories of Uncle Ted's Oldsmobile submerged Chappaquiddick. Now, here's what liberal critics zeroed in on, Kennedy's bilingual stunt. A host at NPR said speaking to dreamers in Espanol assumed they don't speak Anglais. He called that a patronizing falsehood since they've been here since they were kids. Others called it exclusionary, in addition to being condescending and ignorant. Not all dreamers are from Spanish-language countries, you know, so by speaking Spanish, Kennedy erased those from Africa or Asia. And besides, said the critics, Kennedy's Spanish no es bueno. Others laughed at Kennedy's claim that Democrats will fight for them because Democrats threw dreamers under the bus by caving during the government shutdown. So it appears that the well-oiled Kennedy political machine is a bit rusty. Maybe it's been underwater for too long. You think?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year. Like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples,
you know, one of the reasons why you might not be doing great on your diet or your Let's Get Fit for 2018 pledge is that you're not seeing results right away. Or if you are seeing results, you know, it's a, maybe a pound here or a pound there. And you get discouraged. I get that. But with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's never a problem. Almost every week, you are going to see progress with EMP 180 Weight Loss. You're going to see either a difference in how your clothes are fitting you, or yes, you're going to see those pounds start to shed immediately, and I mean in a big way. Listen, sometimes you don't see a difference in your weight, but that doesn't mean that things aren't happening in your body. See, they don't just put you on a bathroom scale when you go check in with EMP 180 Weight Loss. You get a full total body composition analysis every single week to tell you how much fat is in your body and how much muscle is in your body. Get encouraged by real-world results. EMP 180 Weight Loss in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, Maryland. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
5:55 Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just want to start with Metro Rail, Vince, on the Orange Line. They do still have some residual delays. They had late clearing track work at the West Falls Church Station, but that's been fixed, resolved. Everyone's up and running with the trains here, but residual delays to New Carrollton for the Orange Line trains. They're just trying to get back on speed here. Here we go out to the roads on the Beltway as you head through Virginia. No problems. Maryland Beltway leaving College Park, going Interloop southbound and heading past Route 1 and over toward 201 Kenilworth. It was a minor crash due to the shoulder. Now, I'm not seeing any delays associated, so be very cautious here as you head over toward that 201 Kenilworth area because I don't want you to be distracted seeing that on the shoulder. On 50, John Hanson Highway inbound, as you come up to the Beltway, broken down, was cleared out of the travel lanes, and the broken down on DC 295 in the northbound direction of Benning Road was blocking one lane. Southbound 295, starting to see a little bit of volume forming here with the morning commute. Now, from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Clouds this morning. They'll break up and give way to sunshine as we head through the afternoon. Windy and much colder today with temperatures falling through the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 41 degrees in the nation's capital, 5:56 on WMAL.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow. No, it's...
Amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it. You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know, a couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-778-9922. That's 800-778-9922. 800-778-9922. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts February 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and maybe you can't stop time, but you can definitely watch those saggy, droopy eyelids disappear with Chamonix's brand new Genucel eyelid treatment. Michelle from Modesto, California tried it, and she says, I love your new Genucel eyelid treatment. It really did a great job lifting and firming my droopy eyelids. Bravo, Chamonix, for this innovative and much-needed product. You can read Michelle's full review and many more on Genucel.com. And for a limited time, the brand new Genucel eye lift is yours free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness under the eye. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free with your order. Go to Genucel.com right now for extra saving coupons or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. For the first time ever, Chamonix is offering free three-day shipping and free returns on Genucel.com. For a new year without bags, puffiness, or droopy eyelids, go to Genucel.com now or call 800-525-2720. Visit Genucel.com now. That's Genucel.com.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
The governor undergoing treatment for cancer, but it's a treatable cancer, so we'll give you the details.
Yeah, another Larry Hogan cancer story. Unbelievable what that guy goes through. And then Justin Timberlake set to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. What's in store? I have some predictions, and they're related to the last time he did it and how he got in trouble. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. White House officials say President Trump will clear the way for the FISA memo to be released, and it could happen today.
The document says the FBI wiretapped a Trump campaign aide because of an opposition dossier about Trump's potential ties to Russia. A dossier paid for by Democrats during the general election and by an unknown Republican client during the GOP primary. Two sources say Trump has told friends by phone that he believes the memo would expose bias against him in the Russia probe. But Republicans dispute that motive for the memo's release.
Correspondent Natasha Chen. President Trump says he wants bipartisan unity. But this is probably not what he had in mind.
The attorneys general of Maryland and Virginia have joined with top elected officials in 10 other states to ask the Trump administration to cancel plans to drill for oil off the Atlantic coast.
The governors of South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida are opposed to the offshore drilling. And in that sense, he has created bipartisan unity.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch.
It puts the Chesapeake Bay at risk. It puts our beaches at risk. Ocean City, Assateague Island.
Florida has already received an exemption to avoid drilling. Several other states have also applied for waivers. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the Washington region got a little rain, a little snow in places overnight, it wasn't much precipitation. In fact, you may have noticed it's been quite dry around here this winter. And that is why we are now in a severe drought.
It's been months since we've had what forecasters consider to be an average amount of precipitation, and it's starting to take a toll on stream flow and groundwater levels. Meteorologist Richard Heim is with NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information.
You would need 2 or 3 or 4 2-inch systems to come through in the next 2 or 3 weeks to really make up that deficit.
And the National Weather Service says we may not see things improve until May. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A top NTSB investigator says it's too early to say whether the safety arms at a rural Virginia railroad crossing were working when an Amtrak train carrying Republican members of Congress slammed into a trash truck on Wednesday. One person in the truck was killed. Drivers who used that crossing say they had seen the safety equipment appear to be malfunctioning the day before.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
And not just in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania either. Aaron Deneau is president of DuPont Festival.
District of Columbia residents and visitors are going to be enlightened with the knowledge of Potomac Phil's internal power of weather prediction.
And at least the weather today is a little better than it often is on February 2nd.
By far, in the 7 years of this festival so far, this is not the coldest day. We've had much colder days.
Potomac Phil makes his prediction at 8:30 this morning in DuPont Circle. If you traveled by air anytime last year, you may have noticed airplanes seem to be crammed with more passengers. Well, it turns out they were.
A study by an airline trade group says more than 4 billion people took to the skies in 2017 on planes that were on average about 81% occupied. The Transportation Department points out conditions in the U.S. were even tighter, with nearly 82% of seats on domestic flights taken during the first 10 months of last year. However, many analysts are predicting the party for airlines is going to slow down in 2018 as rising fuel prices are expecting to increase fares and put a damper on demands for seats.
I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,187, the Nasdaq at 73,86. Sports, three straight wins now for the Wizards as they beat the Raptors. The Maryland women win again. The Caps take on the Penguins on the road tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.